This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to this Joy podcast. Generation Next is a show for the LGBTI youth, and you can connect to us online anytime. Look us up on Facebook and Twitter today.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the twinkiest show on Joy, Generation Next.
It's a quarter past seven. You're on Joy 94.9. Joining us on the Generation Next panel is Dylan, Caitlin and Annalise. And we're giving away a prize tonight to celebrate Joy's 20th birthday. We're giving away Daft Punk Random Access Memories featuring Get Lucky and Lose Yourself to the Dance. All you need to do to win this prize is to text in 0427 Joy 949 why you love the station. Text in with your member number. You can't have won a prize in the past 2 weeks, but if you haven't won a prize in the past 2 weeks and you are a current member, you go in the running to win this CD.
Dilly, I made a point. Don't you think they've really made a muck up here? Don't you think it should be Access Random Memories? I mean, I think that just makes more sense. If you're going to put three words together, make them make sense and make it interesting. Random Access Memories, I'm not happy with it, but I do. I love Get Lucky and Lose Yourself to Dance. God, I feel like getting out right now in the studio.
Hey, well, we've got Get Lucky coming up later in the playlist as well, just for you.
Oh, you've totes made my night, babe.
I'm glad I sweet. Joining us in the studio right now is Jacob Holman.
Hello.
Now, you used to be on Gen Next.
Yeah, and that Joel Creasy sting really sort of brought back a lot of memories. So
yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Was it a bit of like a flashback, you know?
Yeah. Well, every time I hear Generation Next, I'm more like, oh God, I have to be on air. No, I don't. Actually, I haven't been to be on air for that show in 2 years or something now. But yeah, no, I really miss Generation Next. It was, yeah, the first show that I did when I came here and I was sort of all fresh-faced and naive, and Generation Next quickly sort of dealt with that. So, yeah.
What got you, I guess, drawn into the studios?
Well, I had just moved to Melbourne and I didn't really know anybody, and I had been, for my work, I had to listen to a lot of radio, and I sort of stumbled upon Joy, and I'm like, oh, this Joy radio station does a lot of gay content. And so I just went onto the website and decided to volunteer, and here I am about 3 or 4 years later. So, yeah.
Wow, so three or four years you've been here at the studio.
With a bit of a break in Scotland in between, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's when he was touring Europe.
Yeah.
You're fun and fabulous. So what year did you officially start with Generation X? When did it all kick it off?
I think 2010 was, yeah. I think March 2010 was like my first show.
So, do you remember feeling really nervous, or do you remember any massive blooper that you did? Or
I was so nervous, and I remember we had to interview some guys from the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Youth Chorus.
Yeah.
And I completely messed up in the interview. I ended up asking them a question that I really regretted and I'm still embarrassed about. I asked them, so you guys, what happens if someone's really bad in the auditions? Do you like kick them out? And I have no idea why I asked that, and I still get that still gets brought up. So yeah.
Well, I'm curious, we haven't finished that. What did they answer?
I think they answered something very diplomatic and, well, you
politically
know,
correct. Oh, so boring. It's radio.
Well, you know, we're a community organization, we work with everybody, and yeah, they spun it
blah,
around.
Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, whatevs, yeah. Whatevs.
Yeah.
What has been, I guess, your biggest achievement since coming on to Joy? Like, yeah, and what have you taken home that, you know, has really shaped you to the Jacob that was sitting at the table today?
Well, I don't know the biggest achievement. I suppose it's helped quite a lot personally in sort of confidence and coming out and you know, and being able to talk to people. Because, I mean, before I came to Melbourne, I was kind of a bit of a closeted, bit of a shy sort of introverted sort of person. So the idea of, you know, walking into a studio and talking and being able to express myself was quite a big deal.
That's really funny, because I could not picture you as a quiet, shy, introverted person at all.
So things have really changed.
Yeah.
For the better, the better.
Where would you see, like, where do you see Joy as an organization? Like, do you think that we are an important part of the community and a necessary part, or do you think that we've reached that point in time where we might not need an organization?
Oh, we're absolutely crucial, and I do sort of think, yeah, I mean, it's nice to be able to say, well, you know, we're fully equal people, and we shouldn't have to sort of have a little corner for ourselves where we get to, you know, talk into an echo chamber and just talk amongst ourselves. But it is important, I think, to have a space just for us, just for our voices, because otherwise it sort of gets drowned out in the kind of the noise of everything else that happens. And it is kind of overlooked, gay issues, and it is kind of put into a little corner. So, yeah, absolutely. Definitely a crucial, crucial sort of space for us to be able to talk about these sort of things.
Lovely. And can you tell our fantastic listeners who probably, presumably, already know what you do here on Joy, but just for anyone who isn't aware, can you give us a rundown?
Right now, I do QNN, which is the sort of weekly LGBTIQ news roundup. We basically take all of the news and we kind of boil it down into a 5-minute grab. That's me and Matt Thompson. And it goes out across not only Joy, but also the community radio network. And it's picked up by a lot of other community radio stations around Australia. And so it's kind of like Joy's way of kind of packaging all of the gay news and putting it out to an audience of people who perhaps aren't terribly au fait with LGBTIQ issues.
Well, I think that's great because, you know, it's good coming from, I guess, the gay radio station with the gay news.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
instead of like Neil Mitchell or whatever putting it together, he probably know nothing.
It makes more sense to the local gay community. And I think that there is an element of identification. And I think with that comes trust. And it's not to say other sources are not reliable, but I think that it personalizes it.
Yeah.
And I think it's got that personal touch, which is important as a member of the gay community. Yeah.
Well, sometimes, I mean, it's not always. Sometimes a lot of media outlets really are on the ball when it comes to LGBTI issues. But sometimes you sort of listen to the news reports and you go, they've kind of mucked up the terminology in some small way, or they've kind of missed the point, or they've sort of gone to, you know, the usual, like the ACL people or whatever for a comment, and it's sort of all done really slapdash. So, yeah, sometimes listening to mainstream radio, you sort of go, we could have probably done that better.
And I think what you and Matt do really personalises it. There's a sense of intimacy with the listeners and with yourselves in terms of informing. You've both got a very youthful bounce in your voice because it sometimes comes on after Mondayitis, which is what I do Monday mornings. And I think it's great. I really do. I think what you and Matt do is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
Look, we have just got a message in saying the success of Joy is when the wider community accepts it as mainstream. My taxi drivers love the station and the amazing playlists. My rides are more enjoyable. Cheers and happy birthday. Thank you, Texter.
It is a gay radio station, and that's kind of what we are and what we do. But I sort of think that Joy is a sort of radio station that anybody could be able to tune into, and as long as they're not a raving bigot or whatever, are able to listen to it and enjoy it the same way they would listen to, you know, Fox FM or any other radio station. And that's, I think, fundamentally what is the strength of Joy.
Yeah.
And our music, guys, it's pretty cool. Like, I mean, you can't beat it. Some of our playlists, they're
pretty
cool.
We have the best.
And we play a lot of homegrown stuff. I've discovered so many undiscovered artists through working at Joy. And it's amazing. My iTunes is better for it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving back to the Aussie talent. So, you know, whatevs. We're working well.
And just because you've been doing Joy Chronicle as well.
Yep.
How have you found that show?
So Joy Chronicle is sort of a bit of a show that was sort of put together. It's like a highlights package of the last week and the last couple of years in Joy, where we've sort of take highlights of interviews from the week and put it together. That's on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock, and it's on for this grid, so we've got a couple of weeks left to go. So yeah, it's been good sort of being able to share some of the highlights, and especially like if something really special happens, you sort of think, oh, you know, I mean, if people want to hear it, they can go to the podcast, but not everybody wants to go and do that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good to sort of give things that are really special a second airing.
That's rad. That is awesome.
Yep.
Jacob, thank you so much for coming in and helping Generation Next celebrate Joy's 20th birthday.
Thank you.
And we are giving away a prize. Remember, we're giving away Daft Punk's album, Random Access Memories. Text in with your membership number. You can't have won a prize in the past 2 weeks. But tell us how much you love Joy 94.9 on 0427-JOY-949 or email us on onair@joy.org.au.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.